Yo, welcome to another episode of the No Repercussions Podcast. I'm your host, Brunson. We got the crew on the line. We got the homie Smitty. What's good, Smitty?
What up?
We got, damn, it's a lot of y'all. We got the homeboy, Mr. K. What's going good, Mr. K?
What up, though?
Mr. King Keys, a.k.a. Hotspots, a.k.a. Thought Pocket. What's going on, man?
Hey, greetings and salutations.
We got the home girl Tiff Tiff back. Tiff Tiff, what's going on?
After living a dream.
Jungle boots.
We got the homie Ward. Ward, how you feeling, bro?
So happy. Rep that team.
Congratulations on the Lions with their first win. Round of applause. Yeah.
Fuck the Lions.
Damn, that's harsh. And last but certainly not least, we got the homie Gerard back for another amazing edition. Gerard, what's going on, bro?
Making it happen, man. Success is on the way.
I preach it, bro. Preach. Y'all preaching the word today. Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of y'all because I'm tired from the intro. So, goddamn. All right. Well, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and hop right into this. So, I'm going to start this off. Just so you know, Tiffany, Smitty created this topic all on his own. I didn't do any of this. So, this is Smitty on his own. But we want to know, we want to ask everybody on here, like I said, we was rattling this off. We came together. We had this conclusion and we wanted to know, why do women have a hard time admitting when they're wrong? I got to pause. I'm going to say that again, especially all the fellas on here. Don't be y'all toxic fellas. But we want to know again, why do women have a hard time admitting when they're wrong? So this is when it comes to fights, directions, anything. You know, why do they have a hard time admitting? So I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to start off with you, King Geese. What's up? Tell me, why do you feel that women have a hard time admitting they're wrong?
Why wouldn't you go with the women on the call?
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead with Tiff. I'll follow her.
Because
you going to jump in? Okay.
No, you wanna want to go, Tiff?
I don't want no smoke.
Go ahead, Tiff. Go ahead. I'm
interested in you all's perspective, and I'll bring up the rear.
Well, see, that's why I kind of was. So, King Keys, I'm good.
Okay. You know, I feel like women are so used to pointing the finger at a man about, you know, doing the wrong thing. You know, they get so used to that when they fuck up, they just don't know how to take it. You know, it's a double standard. They expect us to be a certain way when we're wrong. But when they're wrong, they expect you to just overlook it. They'll just be like, oh, whatever. And then just try to ignore it. Like, no, nigga, you gonna bag it up 10 feet, come back, and we're gonna explore this. Because when I'm doing some shit, you got everything to say. When I get you and I gotta play lawyer, oh, you silent. You don't want to apologize. All the shit that you preach is just out the window, you know. I think they can't handle it. It's a ding to their ego, you know, from my perspective.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your perspective. I'm going to hop on over to Gerard. Gerard, in your opinion, why do you think women have a hard time admitting when they're wrong?
It depends on the woman. I mean, you have some women out there who are stubborn, don't like to be corrected when they're wrong, especially if, like,
Wrong K. Wrong K. I'm gonna correct my name so everybody get it.
Kinkies.
But no, you have some who are just determined to be right. You know, there's some I think that they can do no wrong. And like I said, once you try to correct them, they don't like to be corrected. They used to be in the person to correct and not make mistakes. Like I said, it depends on the woman too. And some, it could be like, you know, it can involve emotions to them.
Okay. All right. Mr. K, what about you? In your opinion, why do you think women have a hard time admitting when they're wrong?
I agree with Gerard. It's stubbornness. I think big time it's stubbornness. And then they don't want to face the consequences when they realize that they're wrong. Because when they do it to us, it's like... I think it's just the consequences and just stubbornness. That's as far as I'm gonna go with that.
Okay, all right. You sound like you was about to hit a pocket, but I'm start you out. You was about to preach. I can hear it in your voice. I'm start you out. All right, I'm gonna go to Smitty.
You don't want
to
get in trouble.
You're right.
I'm gonna go to Smitty. And then I'm gonna go to Ward, and then Tifty's gonna bring us home on this part of it. Go ahead, Smitty. What's your thoughts?
I think they're always wrong, and we just don't. And we have that moment where we have remembered that thing that they were wrong about. They got caught. That's why I think they have a hard time admitting when they're wrong, because they're wrong all the time. And so when we were like, you was wrong yesterday. But we don't really care about those small things. It's those big things that we remember and then we pull out. And so they got caught. And I think they hate to be caught, because we've paid attention. It was like, oh, he ain't never paid no attention to me before. Now he wanna pay attention and catch me when I'm wrong. You know, that's what I really think. No, I'm just really joking. I don't think it's that. I looked at Tiffany's face.
You couldn't play with that one, huh?
He couldn't even keep it in together. He was trying it, but he couldn't even keep it in together. Give us your actual opinion.
I think women, it's just like anybody. Nobody wants to own the fact that they were wrong, right? It's hard. You know, men have the same problem. You know, we try every which way around to say, oh no, I went wrong. I mean, in general, right? Men will try to back it out, right? We try to hold it up like, no, I didn't say it that way. That's not how I meant. But we really was wrong, you know what I'm saying? And so I think men have the same thing. I just think it's a people thing. I think women maybe react a little differently when they're wrong, a little more stronger, because we make it extra when they're wrong, right? We, as the men, we like, you were wrong, and every time I'm wrong, you always give me the shit, blah, blah, blah. And so women like, oh, I can't be wrong. I just can't be wrong. If I'm wrong, hold on. Like, I'm never going to admit that I'm wrong.
But what is the deeper issue with that, though? The deeper issue is, you know, women have come at a man, you know, and it's like your mother speaking to you, right? Mm-hmm. But then they don't want to get the same treatment. So now it's like, oh, I got to avoid being wrong. Like, I just think like, I think like this in a relationship, whether it's a friendship or not, like if one of y'all call me and y'all call me out on some bullshit, I'm going to give y'all the respect as my niggas, as, you know, my friends, that maybe you seeing something I'm not. So I'd be a little bit more open to be like, okay, let's explore where I was wrong at. You feel me? I'm the type of nigga where I want you to put my coat to. Don't have me out there looking crazy and no shit like that. But I mean, I think like we all just gotta. That was a personal fashion choice, my nigga. But no, if I came out there and I got on some fucking leggings and some shit, some new nigga shit, and I'm looking crazy, bro, I want you to pull me aside and be like, nah, nigga, we not even coming out the house. Like, look at you. Let me take a picture of you. Bop. If you came out there in some hot girl season leggings, Courtney, I'm gonna be like, get your big ass out that shit, dog. Go pull some jeans and look regular, nigga.
We need to have a whole nother conversation if that's where we're rolling, bro. Something went terribly wrong. Motherfucker, took a hell of a left at Albuquerque, my nigga. We need to have a conversation. We need to have a conversation. Fat ASAP, ASAP in this bitch. But you can see me out here in some Jaggins. Nigga, we got to have some conversation. All right.
I'm not going to let you do it.
I mean, I appreciate it. That's why you my nigga.
Exactly.
Real niggas don't let real other niggas wear Jaggins. I don't need the Monistat 7s on. So
they have men.
What about the athletic kind?
I'm not wearing them being this big, bro. Like, dude, once you that's little nigga shit, bro.
No, that's no nigga shit.
I mean, like, because niggas wear them under their shorts, like the compressions.
Yeah, okay.
Right, I put fine, all them in fine, the mix. Athletes, you feel right. me? Yeah, but I mean, like, yeah, athletes. So like Keenan Jr., he got some when he hooping, whatever. And it's just like, you know, I don't know, man. If I'm hooping, you know, I got some boxer briefs on.
Can we agree that those are not pants and you can't wear them without shorts on top of them?
Compression. People do it, though.
People do. I was going to say people do.
Yeah.
They're not pants.
This whole short trend shit. Like, you know, like I see kids rolling their damn pants up, legs up.
Yeah. Or
tights and legging combo. I was like, I don't know nothing about this.
We back to why do women have a hard time admitting when they're wrong?
I just think it's not their place. It's not we serve certain roles, especially in these relationships, and they're to better us. So they're constantly correcting us and trying to fix us and manage us. And we're there to support them. So as support, you know, calling them out on when they're wrong, that they don't feel like that support. We just another hater like everybody else out there trying to call her out and stress out her life. We're there to make her feel better. So sometimes you just got to, well, damn near all the time, you just got to, you have to softly explain to her why she's not correct. She's not wrong. She's just not right. And you have to try to maneuver that softly.
Dude, that's too much.
She's not wrong.
But look, though. Look, though. I understand what you're saying because it makes sense. Because when you look at it, you'd be like, it's better on my mind to just baby her through it. But I'd be like, bro, I don't feel like that shit all the fucking time. I know.
Every now and then you just wanted to be straight up, but that ain't what this is.
You get beat the fuck down and be like, man, you know what? I'm just going to give up. How have I got to do this shit?
Like you said, you want your homeboys to be straight up with you. That's something you do with your homeboy. This is your woman. For your woman, you got to do certain things. And some of it is releasing reality. You can't just hold to, you know, facts and react. That don't, no.
This is an OG that done went through life.
I'm telling
you. Got battered and found the damn plan.
Like women ain't used to being rejected. That's why they don't approach dudes a lot because they don't want to hear no or you're not my type or this or that. They don't hear all that. They used to having the decision-making role. Like, should I accept him or should I not? Should I make him jump through some hoops or should I not? What should I do with him? And the dude, we used to, you know, we get shot down left and right all day. Hey, just get back up, get yourself off track again. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you can't. You don't be it by yourself. Come on, keep going. You know? Hey.
Until she realized she made the wrong decision when you're doing even better and she come around.
When I was younger, I used to, I don't know why, you know, I like to debate. So I would always try to, hey, that's not true. You know, I read this and I get my head bit off. And then I was like, you know what? I don't think she really cared about whether or not she's right or wrong. Let's just make her easier. Let her pick out what to eat. And we can keep going with life.
You know? My grandfather told me some shit a long time ago. I was going through it with SMB from Oak Park. You know who it is, Courtney.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
SMH. I done gave the girl my last name. She done wrote the shit so much. But anyway, my grandfather told me, he said, some women, you just got to let them talk and ignore what the fuck they saying. And dog, you get older, you realize sometimes women just want to be talking. And they say, yeah, I'm going to go on this diet and do this and do that. You could be like, yeah, that's not all that healthy because, you know, the research says this. Let her fucking talk and just be like, all right, man.
All right. So it's enough of y'all. I'm about to switch it over to Tifta because I definitely need a female's perspective on this. And so, Tiff, I'm coming to you. Why do you think that women have a hard time admitting when they're wrong?
I mean, I'd have to agree with some of the things that Smitty said. I mean,
the first part or second part?
I don't, the second part. Oh, okay. And me and Smitty don't always agree on
that. Agree, right?
Always, like, nigga, have y'all ever, this is the first shit, what a confetti at?
Too much agree on a lot. I think that it's just a human thing, right? I think that women don't want to be wrong just as much as men don't want to be wrong, right? I can only speak for Tiffany. I have tell me if I'm wrong sessions with my friends in a heartbeat. With anybody, like, wait a minute, this is not making sense, and someone else feels this way. So tell me if I did something wrong here, because I'm not understanding where to disconnect.
A lot of women don't do that.
I mean, from listening to you all stories, sure. Like, a lot of women are just like, nah, this is what I said, and that's the case. That's why my daddy, I'm not the most emotional person you ever gonna come across. Like, I'm more logic than anything. And my dad's like, that might not be, you know, the best look for you long run. So I mean, I look at things logical. I can be wrong. Do I like someone? Do I like a man to tell me, like, get in my face? Oh, I'm wrong. No, because I don't like that. Like, I feel like when a man tells you you're wrong, it's not just like, hey, baby, you're wrong. It's ha ha, be you wrong. They want to, like, rub it in. They make it a big thing, a big to do that you're wrong about something. Like, did I do that to you?
Well, honestly, a nigga like that. I mean, a nigga like that, I would, if it was my daughter, I'd be like, no, yo, man, I feel like y'all got to be friends. You know what I'm saying? So just how I tell Courtney, you got them jeggings on. Like, my wife came out today, right? She, you know, she was going to her father's shop, and she had these pants on, these jogging pants, and the top just didn't match. And I was like, nah, baby, nah. Yeah,
go is that a wrong thing, though? That's just
But some women get mad, and it's just like, I'm not going to let you, like, I don't care if it causes an argument, I'm not going to let you walk out here looking crazy.
You're not going to represent me like that.
Just, I'm not going to let you do yourself like that, or me. You know what I'm saying? Like, but some women can't take it.
I think if when, you know, it's that thing when you put something together and you put it together wrong because you ain't looking at the directions right, and your spouse won't let you lay that down. Like, you remember that time you put that bookcase together and the books fell off?
So now that anything shit you do from that point forward, putting something together.
Mm-hmm. I got a great story on that.
Right.
So you know how the babies had a little apparatus where they get in and it has a little bottom they can jump. It's not a bouncer. It's before they do that, but it was like a little bottom.
Yeah, right?
It's
like a circle thing.
No. It's like a little device.
It's like a walker. It's like a walker. It's like a standard.
But it's not
like
a walker though. It's not a walker. Know,
but it's like a bubble at the bottom.
Yeah.
And you bounce on it, right?
Yeah.
So I usually put things together. I'm kind of old school with that. That's how I was raised. I put everything together, or my son. You feel me? So she's like, no, I could do it. And I'm like, no, I got it. You know, it was Christmas and everything. Let me get around to it. So she put it together, put the damn seat in upside down, like, you know, the little harness you sit in. And then she put my daughter in that motherfucker. And she couldn't walk. This is the strength in your legs. My daughter just go whoop, just fall to the side, bottom fell the fuck out. I'm like, look, that's why I put shit together. You're going to kill someone, man.
But she was wrong.
Make her feel bad about it.
But you know what? To this day, I'd be like, no, I got it, baby. And then when she'd be like, no, I'd be like, dog, remember when?
See,
I say it to her like my friend, because when I fuck up, I'll be like, nah, baby, you know, I burnt this shit last time. You got it. You feel me? It is what it is.
Y'all, you know,
let me play my lane and you play
yours,
baby.
Nobody wants to be made to feel bad about their previous fuck-ups.
You know, and you don't want to be called on your shit.
My daughter took a fall.
And so, I mean, listen, I totally get it. And especially with that putting, you know, I get it. But nobody like to be called on their shit. Like, I know I don't like to be called on my shit. You know, especially, you know, when they be calling you on your shit, your ears start to warm up and shit. You get real defensive. You're like, all right, listen, I got about one more time of this conversation and then all hell gonna break loose. So I think I agree with Smitty. Like, I don't think it's just one person or another. I think it's just depends on the person, not one gender or another. Right. I do think it depends on the person. Like, but I will say, I'm from a different perspective. My wife is really logical, so we can have logical conversations. I have been in conversations like with exes before. It was like, oh, I know you cheating because I had a dream. Bitch, what? That doesn't even make sense. Like,
or you're cheating because you have a complaint.
Yeah.
You got an issue with me, so you got to be cheating. Like,
you ain't had no issue with me. So,
what old
you know,
bitch is telling you this?
Or you went to the bathroom with your phone. You like, bitch, I need the bathroom to read the shit on the phone.
I had to take a shit. Like, I needed something to entertain my ass.
Can I be a human?
But I think those are them people, right? And like, to Tiffany's point, like, I mean, that just could be that person and their experiences. And so now, you know, when I see red, you know, everything is red, right? Like, everything is an issue. So, but okay, let me ask you this. And Tiffany kind of touched on it earlier. Do women lead more with fact or emotion when it comes to argument? And this is open to everybody.
I think women are just more emotional creatures, right? We are a ball of emotion. And I think that sometimes we tend to lead with emotion. I think that there are a lot of women that are very logical and can lead with logic, but this is going to sound horrible, but like, more often than not, I think that a lot of women lead with their feelings.
But does that make it wrong though?
Like, I don't think, like, it makes it wrong at all. I just think that that's just like, there's a place for apples and there's a place for oranges. Like, emotion is a good thing to have. Like, we are all emotional creatures. I think more often than not, men hide those emotions, or they don't deal with them in the same way that women deal with them.
So, like what I'm getting at is, if the man used logic to get to an answer and a woman used emotion to get to the answer, and the answer's right, is what, you know, like, was it wrong for her to use emotion?
No, there's no right or right. Like, it's more than one way to skin a cat, right?
Right.
So if I used emotion to get there and you use logic to get there, it sounds like we both still got there. The issue comes when we not getting to our final destination. And somebody stops along the way based on feelings. Like, mm-hmm. I always say this, but I know it's going to sound bad. Like, I don't give a fuck about your feelings. Like, let's deal with what is. And then on the back end, like, I understand this might have made you feel a way, but what is the issue? And how do we fix the issue?
I agree with you on that one, Tiffany, because a lot of times when you involve that emotional bullshit and stuff, some people lose the logic of what's going on with the issue. It's like, leave that shit at the door. You know, what's the problem?
Have a conversation about your feelings as opposed to
the
issue.
Because 9 times out of 10, it's like, well, I felt, well, it's not about how the fuck you felt. It's about what the fuck it is. You know, it is or it's not.
Correct.
You know, so I agree.
But that can tend to get you in a lot of different problems
mm-hmm.
are emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, on jobs, I've dealt with some emotional women. It's like, you missed the whole damn point. It's not about how you felt. It's about what the fuck it is, you know?
Correct.
So.
But I do think that there's a place knowing that women are emotional. And it's not something that's unique to women, right? Because there are emotional men. Knowing that emotional people exist, I do think that we do have to be a little bit kinder if you're coming from a logical perspective to include them. Like, I know that you're going to be emotional, or I know that that's a possibility. So maybe my delivery needs to be different. Or maybe how I handle you needs to be with a little bit more care as opposed to hitting you with the straight logic.
See, that's some fragile-ass feelings right there. It's just, yeah.
But people are fragile. We all fragile in our ways.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I agree.
So what is the way that you handle this approach when it comes to, for either party, men or women, when showing them that they are wrong, or in War's vision, that they're just not correct? Not that they're wrong, but they're just not correct. What is the approach to taking when you're having that conversation? Like, is it straight, hey, let's just handle what the situation is and let's deal with it logically as much as we can do it? Is it that you call somebody and say, well, okay, listen, you know, obviously you weighed out of pocket. This is not what it is. This is incorrect when something happened to the place. Like, what avenue do you take? In your opinion, what's the best approach to this?
I think I personally think that you need to admit it and move forward, right? Like, legitimately, yeah, I was wrong. Or I was incorrect, and move forward. Because you need to acknowledge that you're wrong. Because if you don't acknowledge you're wrong, you don't grow from it. And so if you never admit that you're wrong, you never grow from it, because you're gonna continue to make those mistakes, right? So I think you need to acknowledge that you were wrong and learn from it and move forward with whatever it is, right? So, like, for example, we've all probably been there where one person is like, "Hey, turn right." He like, no, turn. I think it's a left. And you turn left because you're the driver, and kind of find out it should have been a right. And you like, shit, I should have probably just took the right in the first place and we'd have got there faster, right? But now you're late. So I just think it's a, and you know.
No, fuck that. I want to drive how I want to drive. You got the direction.
A lot of times you admit that you're wrong. And then when that situation come up, you kind of listen to them. So when they're wrong, you kind of like, okay, you know, we gotta figure this thing out. We gotta figure this direction thing out. The GPS is what we gotta use, you know, whatever it is, right?
Right.
So with that example, can I ask a question? Is it always necessary to admit that you were wrong? Like, as the person who was right, do you always need to hear that the other person, like, hey man, I was wrong?
Depends on the person.
I don't think I need to hear it.
For example.
Yeah, no, I don't think you need to hear it like to say, but I think mentally you need to admit that you're wrong. Like, I don't, as the correct person, I don't think I need to hear, like, that's not something I need to hear. Be like, oh, you're wrong. Like, I was wrong, right? But I think that for your growth, I think you should admit it. Even if you, verbally, I think you probably should admit it. Like, you know what? I was wrong in this situation. You know, I take better, whatever it is, you know, whatever the situation is. I make sure I review the MapQuest notes before we move forward, right? Like, or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know. I use that for that reason.
So, if I may, I have an example. This is quite recent. So, I think it was last week or the week before, whenever we was at the pool hall, right? I was at the crib.
Whoa. Before you let this go, don't get fucked up.
No, we good. It's cool.
How to find no DV shelters for yellow
bones. No. It's cool. So my wife was at her father's store in Fairlane because of Black Friday and the sales and all that, you know, helping with him. So it's just me and the kids. At this point, Keenan Jr.'s 14, Madison's 13. They could watch after McKenzie, you know, while I'm up the street. Right. So I'm like, hey, I'm about to go to the pool hall up the street, meet Uncle Courtney, you know, I'll be back. I ain't tell my wife, right? So she get home, you know, she called me, and that's when I kind of went off in the corner, right? If y'all remember. And I was like, you know, she was like, you know, you didn't even tell me you stepped out. And I was like, oh, my bad. My bad. My bad. I'm sorry. You know, nigga Courtney in town. You know what I'm saying? Tiff up here. You know, we chilling. You know what I'm saying? I ran out. I said, you know, my bad. I know how that shit looked. It looked like I don't respect you, but it really was just a slip of the air. It ain't gonna happen again. I'm real quick with it because that's what the fuck I want. Don't put me through no mental anguish trying to talk to you to get you to say you wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, hey, I was wrong. I'm going to acknowledge it. I'm going to apologize. And I'm going to let you know it ain't going to happen again. Then I'm going to put in that work on the back end and make sure it don't happen again.
Mm-hmm. But you at the same time, I'm
that shit.
From
yeah, and I move from yeah, it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you ain't going to see it happen again. Yeah. And if it do happen again, I'd be like, yeah, man, I fucked up. Yeah, you did tell me. It really was just a slip of the mind. Does everybody fuck up?
I can't keep Cavity slipping his minds now.
You say what?
He do a lot.
He can't be slipping his minds.
He don't even know what strand he doing. So I mean, slipping the mind.
Slipping the mind.
It might like
look,
happen.
Look, oh shit! That's what my number one thing. If I forget you, I'm zoned.
Tip, what you was about to say?
In the example that Smitty gave earlier, the question I asked is because, like, for example, this guy picked me up from my house. The way he was going was the incorrect direction, right? He was trying to go downtown. He was going the wrong way. I knew he was going the wrong way. I kept correcting how he drove. Like, wrong way, homie. It's not right. He got mad, started yelling at me and said he's the one that's driving. So I shut up the rest of the way. We got
that's
lost.
Petty.
No, but hold on. We I got lost. I knew he got lost. I knew where we were and I knew how to get out of it. And then at the end, when we got to like a dead end, he's like, wait, which way am I supposed to go? He never admitted to me that he was wrong. And I'm cool with that. But the fact that you then had to come back and ask for my help was good enough to know, like, you know, you was wrong. I know.
The problem is how he handled it from the first place. Like, nigga, if you know where we going.
Everybody,
oh, okay, cool.
You know,
you may know a shortcut. Nigga,
everybody can't swallow their pride, especially when you're talking about a man and
driving.
Over
some instructions, yeah. Over driving.
Man, because you're an evolved human being, man. Some motherfucker can't take that.
It's bigger problems in the world than fucking. Yeah,
you didn't live life and you didn't have life hit you and be like, man, this is just not that big of a deal.
Tell me where we going to.
But like,
tell
I mean,
me, tell
him
me
blowing
where to
up.
Get the shoes at.
Yeah, like you're right. Him blowing up like that has just been like, oh, okay. Yep, this is going to be the last interaction me and you have for a while in my eyes. Cool. You keep,
stay
you keep
lost,
rocking
bitch.
How you ride. Yeah, you keep riding.
Or GPS,
pretty much. That's what I'm like, you keep riding how you ride.
I, oh, mean, I don't know where we going, nigga. I don't know.
I didn't get offended by it. It wasn't offensive. It was just like, oh, okay, then you know where you're going. Go ahead.
But he yelled at you. He went off on you.
10 minutes later, you don't know where you're going. Looks like you're asking Tiffany for help.
Because that's that pride shit, man. That's that pride shit. You know, hubris. You know, that's what
I just put on my GPS and keep it moving. I
pretty much that's what I do most of the time. Like,
why didn't he have a GPS on in the first place?
I got terrible direction, so I already know this. I can admit that.
Where you going?
You know, Detroit niggas don't want to admit that they don't know what they don't know their own city no more, and so they just like, I know where I'm at. I know
GPS everywhere.
Yeah, I mean that's.
Listen,
yeah,
let
right
that pride to the side.
I don't give a fuck. I put on damn GPS, get out of my damn own neighborhood.
You feel me? Like where I'm going, hit it. All right, tell me. I got my been, on, it turn looks, left.
Keenan, yeah. I done been to your house a million fucking times. I got to have the GPS on every time because I have no idea how to get to your crib. Off by a rip.
But you know what? The GPS is even direct around traffic and shit. Like, it's a backup. Like, all right, cool, shit. Fastest way.
All right. Anybody else before I move on to the next topic? Anybody else got their last opinion? Admitting to telling somebody that they are incorrect, not that they're wrong. Anybody else have any other approaches?
I got one. Okay. So.
And that's all the time we have, folks.
Like, really? I mean, like, put a woman in that position. Like, I'm quick to be like, oh, okay. So if you had to do it with a nigga cheating or your ex had cheated on you 3-4 times, you know, the second time your trust got broken, right? How did you feel? Oh, put somebody in your shoes. You feel me? usually when you force them to kind of see or experience something that they went through and to kind of switch it on them, then they had an aha moment. And they won't even say shit. They'll just be real quiet and just be like, I know that look, be like, damn, I did feel fucked up. I did scratch that nigga carpet and do all this bullshit. And now I'm getting mad because this motherfucker mad at me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Why y'all your stories end with such violence and tribulation? It's always such trial and tribulation.
You've known what I've experienced.
I know, and I've never experienced that.
I'm so glad Keenan doesn't, like, he's going real slow, because at 14, boy, going on 15, remember, there was some shit going down, nigga.
You know, I used to have to play counselor to get you out of some shit, but you know. Yes.
Like, he was too serious.
Because it was one time, then, nigga, like, I thought I was going to have to fight the whole football team in my high school for you, nigga. I was about to be like, God damn.
Oh, some shit.
Damn. I mean, somebody else shit, yeah. Yeah.
He was in love with a nigga. Oh, my bad. I don't say her name two times.
Man, stop. Anyway, let me move the fuck. Anyway. God damn. See, light-skinned bitches be hard to hear.
Oh, my. Boy, this nigga.
All right, thank you.
It's that little brother shit, little young nigga. You
moving on to the next topic. We want to know, why do men have a hard time staying in a relationship for the sake of the children? And so we want to know your opinion on this. Do you feel that men have a hard time staying in a relationship for the sake of the children? Sometimes you hear women try to work it out because they want to make sure they have a man in the household, but men are up quick to leave, you know, or want to leave the household, leave that situation. So in your opinion, and I'm going to start off with Gerard, I'm going to go first. In your opinion, why do you think men have a hard time staying in a relationship for the sake of the child?
That could be multiple factors. Like, I mean, they could just be tired of arguments, feel like they're not being heard, you know, they put in the time to try to make it work, but they just not mentally there anymore. You know, they figure, you know, they better off breaking out of that relationship. Even if, you know, it does involve the kids, they'd rather have that separate time with them, you know, free from that relationship. So, but it also depends on, like, the situation. I mean, the person has got to be fully committed to that relationship mentally. If they're not, they're going to check out. And that goes on both sides.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Tip, what about you? Why do you feel that men have a hard time staying in a relationship for the sake of their child?
I'll be 100% honest with you. I have no idea. Like, I think
that I love her face. You're like,
I know.
Zero idea. I mean, I always think that it's easier for men to leave a relationship anyway. So
because of that, you know, mom's baby, dad's baby phrase.
I don't think that's the case, though.
I'm not saying it's easy for them to leave their children. I'm saying it's easy for them to leave a relationship.
I don't think that's the case, though. Like, I think women think that men don't have attachments to a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, women sometimes, you know, men leave a relationship and women think it's easy that men left the relationship. Sometimes that shit is extremely hard. We have moments where we like, I should call her up. I know it's toxic and blah, 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 blah. You talk to your friends about it. You like, hey, you know, I'm really missing so-and-so. And I really want to get back with so-and-so. But sometimes it's just toxic on that other side. And sometimes the woman is actually playing a game to see how far you'll go. And I'm not saying that I've never met, like, Tiffany is not that kind of game player, but I'm just saying sometimes women will go play a game to see how far you will go. Well, if that nigga want me back, he going to work twice as hard to get my ass back. But he ain't did shit to get, like, to fuck it up. Like, he made, you know what I'm saying? Like, you said some shit that was hurtful to him. You know what I'm saying? You told him he had a little ass dick and he had to run out and he hurt now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now you like, he got to work twice as hard if he going to want me back. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to list, like, women have a list in their head, like, check, 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 check before he take it back. And then by the time we get to the fourth check, we like, fuck this, fuck that half of them. I'm done with her ass. You know what I'm saying? Because you, but it's only one more check before we got you back. But we don't know that shit. Stop playing the fucking game.
I don't disagree with that. Like, a girl I know moved out. She's married. The guy is my homeboy. Moved out. She thought he was going to chase her. He didn't. Got with another homegirl. And they're happily ever after. I understand, like, women out there do exist, but my point is that I think that it's easier. Like, a woman, I feel like a woman will hang on in a horrible relationship forever just because she has children. I don't think that men necessarily do the same. They can. Are there some men out there that will? Sure.
This is what I think about it. I feel like it's been a generation of, you know, broken homes and whatnot, you know. So a lot of women are like, hey, I want to try to stick it out because, you know, my father wasn't around or their father was around. So they're like, hey, I want to make sure my child has this. But then on the other end, you know, it's a lot of broken homes. So a lot of men is like, hey, you know, this shit can be done. You know, I don't have to be with her for this. You feel me? But then it really boiled down to is, you know what I'm saying? You really should get married before you start having kids. So you ain't got to deal with this shit. Real talk.
What does that mean? People, you can get out of marriage real easy. It's gonna file paperwork.
But see, this is the thing. People
for the wrong reasons anyway.
People have taken marriage and they don't value it like our grandparents did. Like you just didn't go fucking get married. You stayed. You know what I'm saying? I believe in that old school shit. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have fucked around a lot, right? But always knew, like, all right, once I'm married, I'm not doing that. So I knew with marriage, that meant like, you know, one person. So in my first marriage, it was like that. Like I cheated, you know what I'm saying? Damn near the whole time we were together as boyfriend and girlfriend. But when I got married, I was like, all right, you know, this is grown man shit. I can't do it.
Because that's how your code is set up. That's how
a lot of niggas ain't. But that's what I'm saying. So that's really the issue. Like get married if you plan on doing life with this motherfucker. Unless they do something like try to kill you or something, you got to get out that bitch. But that's it.
See, the old school, I mean, I get like we harken back to in yesteryear, see people, you know, that were married and they stayed married 30, 40 years. But like, was that really the most healthiest situation looking at it? Right. Because at that point, women were so beholden to men. I mean, shit, it's only been, what, 40, 50 years that women had the right to vote, get jobs, you know, I mean, still ain't got equal pay scale. So, like, I mean, was they really out of like. Was that really out of because we wanted to make this shit work, or is it because I had to make this shit work? Otherwise, I had nothing else to do in my life. So, I mean,
yeah, well, I agree with that. But I'm saying in the midst of I did this for the right reasons. You know what I'm saying?
I still think men stay in relationships for the kids as well. Like, I think there's a ton of men out there that are in horrible relationships with women that they don't like. But they're still there because they don't want to leave their kids. They don't want to leave their kids. They know if they leave their kids is going to, like, you know, take the brunt of it or whatever it is. But there are some real bad women out there that men stay with because they kids. And I think it's more so now than it is. I think what we see a lot of is like men leaving relationships is we see a lot of bad men who were never good men that in the first place that women should never lay down to have kids with that walk out on a relationship. But like when you have a solid, when you got a good man that's going to be a good father, she's going to take some crap. He just not going to walk away from the relationship.
I left my being while she was pregnant.
See, that's why it's important to vet people too when you date. Like that first year is a trial run. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's important to see who you're dealing with before you start having kids and get into marriages with people, because you know people could have hidden shit going on. You know, they might have some mental issues. Look at the family, see what's going on with that person. Like, you know, is there some mental instability in the family going on? You know, what kind of habits they got? You know, is there like mood swinging going on and shit like that, you know, all of a sudden out the blue, you know. So that's why you take your time to see who you're dealing with.
Absolutely. Mr. K, what are your thoughts?
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that mute. I think that a lot of men really, really try very hard to stay in a relationship for the children. I think that they understand that the children should not be a victim of any problems that encounter in the relationship, whether it's between the man and or the husband and I'm sorry, the father and the mother. I think they try very, very hard, and sometimes a lot of roadblocks get in the way and causes them to try to distance themselves from the roadblocks and winds up distancing themselves from the whole relationship in all together, and which makes them look very bad because you wind up distancing yourself from the children, and your intentions was not that at all.
War, and then King Keys, finish your thought up. So, War, what's your opinion?
I could lead a relationship. I can't lead the kids. So I don't understand. I don't think that's like that figure of, you know, black folks don't have their fathers at home. I don't, it's an exaggeration of what the real is. Like you said, I think there's some bad partners out there who they shouldn't have been together in the first place. And sometimes it doesn't work out. So when you don't plan properly, once again, like someone said, you need to do a lot more investigating before you actually have kids. A relationship, marriage, and having kids and moving in together, there's a different stage. You need to having the kids to be the last one, because that bonds you to that person no matter what else. You can get divorces, y'all can break up, y'all can move away from each other, but them kids, you got to deal with them. And I think it's hard for the fellas to leave, because no matter if the woman is wrong or, you know, if whatever it is, the reason for him to leave, when he leaves his kids, he's seen as the wrong one. So not only by the mother of the child, but by the kids. It's like, my daddy, you know, you're putting something on the kid. Now you got to explain to the kid. And it wasn't like, I didn't love you, I love you. And it's hard to compare eras, too. I heard a lot of talk about it back in the day. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have the stuff we deal with today. Comparing eras is like LeBron and them. You can't do it. Just got to let that go. Just... I wouldn't leave my kid. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to be there, even if I hate her, even if she tried to stab me, cut me, I'm still going to come back to see my kids when it's my time to see my kids. I'm going to, you know, speak cordially, hi and bye. You know, we don't have to be together, even though she probably still give you grief. That's a power she has over you. The kids is different. Don't bring your drama, y'all drama onto them, which perpetuates and keeps it going. So, you know.
Okay, thank you, sir. King Keys, go back to your thought you were saying earlier.
Yeah, so I was saying earlier, with my being with Kenan Jr.'s mom, I left her while she was like 4 or 5 months pregnant. All right, and I really just couldn't deal with all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was on some whole other shit, and I'm like, you know, I just gotta separate. I might have to do this, you know, in a separate home. You know, I tried because, you know, I want to see every day of my kids' life from beginning until they're 18 and hopefully, you know, beyond that. You know, I have like real close bonds with my kids. You know what I'm saying? And I take that shit seriously, you know, as far as fathering and whatnot. But I had to take the mental note and be like, hey, man, this shit gonna end up bad. I'm going to have to just cut my loss and do this shit from a distance. So, like, I went and put myself on child support so I could go get a visitation, got a lawyer. I did all this shit on my own because she was not letting me get my son. You know what I'm saying? I fucked around and didn't investigate like the nigga Gerard said. And I got to pay the consequences. It ain't, you know what I'm saying, on my son head to have to walk with that shit. So he need his father. So I got to do what I got to do, you know? But in the end, you know, it's 4. I had him since he was 4 now, so it worked out.
That's what's up. Now, go ahead, Titcha.
So how did you knew at 5 months when you left her that she wasn't the one?
Let me tell you. So
wait, let her finish.
I got her pregnant. Oh, I'm
let
sorry.
Let her finish. Let
I know
her
where
finish.
You're going. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe you probably were answering the question. Like, how you didn't know that 6 months ahead of time?
So look, being young and stupid and... You ever was fucking with a nigga and maybe he had some good dick or something, or he ate you out phenomenally and you knew the nigga was toxic, but she was still fucking with him? Like, dog, when I say, nigga, you meet the nasty bitch and she's like, oh, I love you and blah, blah, blah. You know, you crazy, you stupid, but you know what? When we argue, the sex is cold. You feel me? You doing this.
Hey,
you say what?
I don't understand how you shoot the club up.
Dude, so look, so the year before, I got her pregnant and she had an abortion, right? And I think I told this story where she's like, we went in and they found one had passed and she was like, the doctor was like, oh, it's another one in there. And she looked up and was like, oh, do I have to do it? And I was like, yes. But like, so the next year, I was just being stupid. I wasn't strapping up. And then she had already told me if I get pregnant again, I'm keeping it. And then she got pregnant with Ken Jr. And I just looked. I mean, I looked at her when she told me. And she was like, nigga, I already told you. And I was just like, my this fuck up.
This is a series of horrible decision making.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Like I said,
it is. I was like 21. I was like 2020, like 2021 or 22. Come on. Yes.
I knew for him and told him it was a bad decision.
I have, like, bro, I could go on and on with stories.
Yeah, and you're so, like, so, wow. So, like, what is discussing baby mamas, right? Could it be the fact that baby mamas push the man out and not
I think so too, that too. I think
not
so
that too. The fact is that the man just leaves. Because like, can he be forced out, right? Like she just hitting him hard, you know, with whatever it is, right? He's between jobs. She says, you a nigga that can't get no job all the time and you can't keep no job. And I ain't gonna be raising no kid with no nigga that can't keep no job. You need to get the fuck out, right? And it's just the economy that
specific. That's not like is that I'm really just throwing a typical situation?
No, I'm not saying I don't know what the typical situation is. I'm just saying, like, I mean, sometimes it's just the fact that the person who gets pregnant who has a kid, the man's already married. You know, like it can be, and he just has to leave. Like he's already got a whole family, right?
He told him he knew who he was smashing, he knew what he was doing, right? Like, help me understand here. Like,
I'm not saying.
I was going through with Kenan Jr. Mama was like, she was working in North Atlanta for Action, and she stole shoes.
You knew better to work with. You knew better. Like, you knew better. I was like, with Action anyway.
But you missed in school though. She was like 19. She's in school, so I'm like,
Foot Action was the wrong way. If she was Foot Locker, I could see, but Foot Action.
This nigga. Well, the girl got arrested at North Atlanta. It was just a series of shit like this, and you know how like you done already got your hooks in with somebody, and I'm a loyal nigga, so I'm like, oh my god, what is going on, like. This is when you realize and like, bitch, you are beneath me. Like, dog, I'm
like it.
Hey, my favorite phrase.
You got her pregnant with twins and then got her pregnant again.
Dog, exactly. Exactly. Dog. Oh, I have come to grips with this. This is 15 years.
I'm really interested in that. I think the dude blame the woman. Like, they're not the ones that get a woman.
I made a bad mistake. No. I'm not blaming her. But I made a bad mistake of fucking with her and knowing. I let the sex just be like, oh, she just, you know what I'm saying? It just kept me wrapped in. You feel me?
Ooh, and good sex is great, right?
It is, but you're not supposed to know that. You're not supposed to. But it was my girlfriend at the time, too.
At least
it
find
was
a
my
staircase.
Girlfriend. It was my girlfriend at the time. You feel me? So
she had that comeback.
It was Gerard, a bad mistake.
You like, was about to say something earlier, Gerard. What you was about to say?
No, she basically had that comeback. I mean, they fight, break up, and then, I mean, mm-hmm. she put it on them. And I mean, that's what hooked it.
Obviously. And then, you know, like a person give you the empty promises and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Because I was a type of nigga like, dog, you got to be doing something. I don't want no lazy motherfucker. Like, what is, like, my question when I would meet a female at that time was like, what are your plans? Are you going to school? What's up? Because I'm not fucking with nobody just working at the mall that just want to do that for life because you're going to be a liability. We have to be able to be a team. I was always on that shit. Like, I'm not going to fuck with just some... You say what?
The lie detector determined.
Hey, I was really? Off. I was off, my nigga. I was off.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Well, man, that happens a lot.
Warren, what are your thoughts?
No, I was just saying, dudes making bad decisions involving pussy. Come on, now. Nah. I think everyone on this call and say, yeah, I didn't know.
Not me.
But as a woman, I've made bad decisions with a guy and went back hundreds of times. But my thing is, I still knew I could never have a baby by him. Yeah. I could never be in this situation where I allow him to.
You shooting the club, but men be so, especially back then, you young, you be so comfortable, like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck raw. And then you be like, all right, it's always that I'm gonna get that last stroke. And then you fuck around getting nutted in and you sitting there like, oh, what we gonna do? Plan B. We're going to see what happens. Like, dog, like shit happens.
Whole different responsibility when you got to carry the baby. Yeah.
So Let me ask y'all this, because Keenan kind of alluded to it when he said he just knew that he would rather go the route of co-parenting because it's a better situation. How do you come to that conclusion? I mean, obviously you were in a toxic kind of, like, this was, y'all was equally going in, you know, 90 with no seatbelts on, head on collision. And so y'all both was going into this shit terribly wrong. But like, how do you make that determination in a relationship where it's like, all right, look, we just need to cut ties and be the best co-parents that we could possibly be?
Because it was so much shit going on. Like, the bitch rolled up on my grass trying to run me and my car.
Well, listen, we know you. So we know yours was just toxic, but I'm talking about somewhere where we just amicably ended the relationship and saying we want to go. Because fuck that bitch. All right. You know, we already know her. Fuck her. You know, I got my own personal beef with that hoe. But, like, yeah. So, like, When you in a relationship, you're like, all right, look, our relationship is just gonna end. We tried it. We didn't did therapy. We didn't did everything we're gonna do. It's time to co-parent. Like, how do y'all come to that decision? Or what do you believe makes you come to that decision? And this for anybody.
Maybe you putting the kids first.
I'm not a parent, so I cannot adequately assess that. I'm a kid of divorced parents. I personally think my parents should have never been married, and them getting divorced was probably the best decision that my mom could have made.
Are they closer now? They have a better relationship? You probably don't know much beforehand, but like, do it seem like they have a better relationship?
I got divorced when I was 17. I know a lot beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
I think that one party realizes a lot of mistakes that they made sometimes, but they still stand firm on where they stand. I think that... I can't say that they are better friends now. I think that there's still a significant love there. There's still a concern there, but like a concern, but stay over there. Like, I'm concerned about you. I want to know what's going on about you, but I want to know secondhand.
Gotcha. Okay. Anybody else? When it comes to co-parenting,
When it starts affecting the kids, and I think it's important that you set a good example as far as how their family should be. So once you start setting a bad example and it's just toxic, and I think it's, you know, and you've done what you could, then I think it's best to just make an exit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Mr. K.
I think that at times, I mean, a lot of times when you go into a relationship and you go into a marriage or a relationship involving children, a lot of times, you know, there's never a manual for this type of thing. So when it happens, you really don't know how to handle it, how to deal with it. It just comes, and then you have to handle it right then and there. Because if you don't, then it settles, and then you're dealing with the lost time of when you could have just went ahead and settled it. So with that being said, I don't know when you can tell you need to make that decision. But like King Key said, when it starts affecting the children, when they start acting up, or they start treating people differently, treating the parents differently, then that's when you need to step outside the arguments that you're having with a significant other, or the problems that you're having. You got to step outside that and say, okay, this is for the betterment of the children. We need to come to some kind of consensus to make sure that their lives are a lot better, so that we can have a more stable state of mind, and so that they can continue to live life so that we're not damaging their lives.
Well said. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to move on to our next topic. And so for our final topic, and from our Word from the People segment, I want to ask everyone, why does the LGBTQ community have more rights than Black people? And so this is kind of sparked in regards to, you know, the whole entire Chappelle conversation, but in regards to, you know, things he said during his comedy special. But not only that, but it just seems that the LGBT community seemed to be pushing their agenda forward, be advancing forward for when it comes to rights than Black people. So I am going to start off with who I ain't started off with yet. Somebody who want to go? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. King Keys. I'm going to start off with you. Why does the LGBT community have more rights than Black people?
Oh, because I think they're more united. It's a united front. And then, like, they put the pressure on. You know, like, if it's a Black issue, the pressure will stay on, but then it kind of like dies out, it fizzles out. Like, we still sitting here talking about Dave Chappelle. How old is that shit? You feel me? Like, when it's a black issue, that shit start off strong and it just kind of fizzles out. And then you go back to the normal bullshit. You feel me? That's really where I think the issue is. You got to keep the pressure on and don't give up. Don't let up on the motherfucker.
Okay. What do you feel? Do anyone, let me ask, does anyone feel that the LGBT community, Q community, have more rights than black people? Mr. K? Oh, go ahead.
I don't know if they got more rights, but I just think they got, better spokesman. Well, they infiltrated deeper, and it's a bigger group. You didn't name five, six letters? That's a lot of different groups coming together, not just the gays, not just the lesbian, not just the trans, not just the this, not just the that, all of them coming together.
A lot of unity.
Under that same umbrella, you got whites, blacks, Mexicans, all of them getting in there. They got a central cause they kind of working with. We've been working on this black cause for a long time. I think it's central. It was easier for us to get things done when we called it a civil rights, where all rights were under, you know, and black folks were fighting for it. When you made it black, I think it's easy to push back against just black, you know. And I don't know if they get more rights. They get more stuff done, you know. Mm-hmm. But a lot of groups do that. They got that anti-violence against Asian American rights done quick. Like, man, we still trying to fight getting lynching laws put up, but.
Mm-hmm. Black people always last to the party, so that's no surprise. I'm like you, Chris. I'm trying to figure out what rights do they have more than us. I can't think of any, really. As far as that Dave Chappelle segment goes, the man said nothing wrong. You know, nobody's off limits when it comes to comedy, so why should you be an exception?
Mm-hmm.
So. I mean, go ahead.
You're right.
No, I'm saying, I mean, it's rights. I mean, I'm trying to think, because I live here in California, and that's one of the things here that's been like, I don't even know why it's even a damn hot topic. It's like, come on now, y'all playing games. He didn't disrespect you. He didn't say anything, you know, bad about you. So why in the hell do you feel like he owes you an apology? So, but like, as far as rights, only thing I could say as far as that, I mean, if you look at the LGBT community or whatever, it's more so, I mean, that's, once again, a white male dominated type community. If they want something done, they're going to fight for it. And over our, you know, issues and stuff like that, look what's happening. I'm out here in California where, you know, one of the things that's on topic is what, fighting for housing for low income people. And that's just beyond black people too, you know, but in some sense, I'm like, I don't know what's more rights they would have necessarily.
I think I have to agree with Gerard a little bit, where I think that certain members of that community may appear to have more rights than others because they just happen to be a part of the bigger group that has more rights, right? Mm-hmm. I think that I still think black people have more rights than members of this group, right? So, and I think that they piggyback off a lot of the black rights that black people have already paved the way for. And when it comes to a lot of their things, they use the Civil Rights Act, and they use these different laws that have been passed to piggyback off of what black folks have already worked for, right? So, you know, when they're talking about, oh, you can't discriminate against me because of, you know sex, orientation, all these different things, right? You know, origin and all this stuff. That stuff was put in the Constitution to protect minorities, right? Like, I'm not saying not them, but just black people, really, that's what kind of started it, right? Like, we worked for those laws to change and things like that. And now they're piggybacking off of that and saying, hey, we also are that too, right? And so, they're getting those things that, but there's a lot of laws that are still there that discriminate against that, you know, people in the LGBTQ community, you know, especially transgender folks, right? they, you know, there's housing laws that say they can't own houses, you know, like they can be discriminated against, right? Like they don't have, not that they can't own houses, but I don't have to, as a landlord, I can discriminate against you because you're transgender. And that's okay. Like that's not a protected class of folks where I can't discriminate against. Now you can't be you can't be discriminated against because you're black. So if you're black and then you happen to be transgender, you could say they discriminate against you because you're black, not because you're transgender, right? And they can argue that piece of it, right? But if you're white and they decline you, there's nothing stopping them from, like, you don't have any recourse, right? Like you go to court and say, hey, they stopped me because I'm transgender. Well, the law doesn't say that you're protected, so they can, you know, so that happens.
Well, see, the thing about that is I don't like how you can get in trouble for, like, if you don't address what they call that pronouns or some shit, you know, I have a habit to, in a sense, you know, okay, if a woman is dressing like a dude or whatever, but I still can see her as a woman, I have a habit to call her still a woman or whatever. And now you can get in trouble like, well, she goes around as a dude. Well, look, if she commits a fucking crime, I ain't gonna describe her as no fucking dude. I'm gonna be like, okay, yeah, she like a dude, but she got breasts as a woman. So you can see, you know, so that way you don't miss the fucking person who you trying to catch. You know, it's I'm not trying to be mean, but it's just the truth.
Right.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And that's the thing that, you know, about this, like, you know, I'm thinking about it in the sense, like you said, they have more rights and stuff like that. I'm not discriminating against nobody and stuff like that. Be who the fuck you want to be. Like I said, I grew up in San Francisco. I didn't see that shit as a kid. It ain't nothing new to me. But the thing about it is and stuff like that, it's a fine line, too. There's a fine line there, too.
OK, so let me ask y'all this. What, if anything, could Black people do to become more of a tight-knit community like the LGBT community when it comes for fighting for rights?
Unify and stay united.
It's beyond
a common cause.
It's beyond unifying. That's a simple word we can use. It's beyond. We're talking about full-on measures because everybody, all skinfolk ain't kinfolk.
Yep.
You know, that's the thing, because you have some that's like, well, oh, no, you need to go out and get it just like, you know, I got it and stuff like that. That's not everybody's situation. You know, how do you sit up there and compete with a group of people that's had a 400 year head start? How do you compete with that? We got to be extraordinary. We got to be fucking Superman every time to do something just to get basic stuff.
I can't sit here and say I pretend to know the answer because I don't. I think that what works for the LGBTQ community is that it crosses multi-backgrounds and different socioeconomic classes. So they have the possibility to have all interested parties at the table, right? So it doesn't matter if you are a millionaire or you know, you could be a senator, you could be whatever. You can be at that LGBTQ community. I think that Black people, sometimes we lack the access. We're not at that table to advocate for ourselves or to advocate for the community. And I think that in part, one thing that needs to potentially change is that Black people need a seat at the table. And we have to figure out how to get that seat at the table in order to make any real change in the community.
Well put. Smitty, you about to say something? Oh, go ahead, Gerard.
Tiffany, I'm glad you said that too about having a seat at the table, because that's very important as well. But it's the seat at the table that we need is more within government, I would say, and even local government, state government too as well, because that representation is very important, because some people are not seeing what's really going on within our community.
For sure. I think that you need someone of the people, not just like you said, all skin folk aren't kin folk, right? You need someone of the people who can truly speak on behalf of the people to sit at that table and to express the needs of what we need and desire within the Black community.
I think the thing is that we don't have people representing us at some of the national level tables, right? Like, there's not Black senators, you know, there's not but there's like a lot of Black representatives, right? Congress folks, right? That come from the people, right? And they try to voice these concerns, but what happens is they get blocked by a wall of white folks, right? That have never lived this life, right? So when you're trying to develop something from the people's house, right, from the House of Representatives, that's trying to help everybody. The Senate has to wash that down. They're like, hey, we represent the whole state. Now we got to figure out what we're going to do. And then we don't have any black governors, really. You know what I'm saying? There's one, if I know for sure, New Jersey's governor is black, right? But there's not a lot of representation at the state level. And then at the national level, there's not a lot of representation, period. And so we don't get what we need because we're not a big enough force in these states to matter. I'm gonna say that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's gonna sound horrible, but like we don't come up with our own. We don't do some things that simple shit that other communities do. You know what I'm saying? They communicate. Black people are like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's not my cause. I'm not dealing with that. Crabbing and then the when we do make it to that level, we lose touch and we out of touch quickly. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, again, Tyler Perry is successful. He lived in his car, but I guarantee you he's not living that struggle anymore. And he's out of touch with that struggle. He can talk about the past and say, hey, black people, we struggled in getting in the movie industry. We did this, you know, this is, you know, people wasn't successful. But at the end of the day, he runs a business. He's a successful businessman and he got to run that business. And so he has to lose touch with that side of him that was down there in the gutter.
Of losing touch, I think it's just oftentimes when you become successful like that, you have to assimilate in another culture. So in order for you to remain successful and in order for you to operate in that world, people tend to lose a little bit of themselves. Like, I have to be a part of this culture now. So I can't be rah-rah black people, my people all the time, because then I'll no longer be in this circle. Right. And I think the only true way to like destroy and rebuild any situation, you can't do it from the outside. You can only do it from the inside. So you have to be able to play by that game. And I think a lot of times people lose themselves in the sense of coming back to like, okay, I assimilated here. I'm in this circle now. And I think that we fall short when it comes for that destruction per se, because it's like, I mean, well, these are my friends now and I'm kind of in this circle.
I mean, like, y'all, like, you make a good point. It's kind of like, you know, when it comes to like the aging of rappers, right? Like, you can't be talking about I'm the biggest drug dealer on the street and I literally just seen you in a Maybach 3 days ago. Like, I mean, you live in a different lifestyle, right? Like, you in different crowds, you have different conversations. And like, I don't think it's that some people forget where they can. Well, let me take that back. Obviously, some people do. They're in a different crowd. They're in a different, you know, mindset now. So, like you said, you have to assimilate. But I also think it too is like, I think, you know, we expect so much, or the community expects so much for every little thing you do at every little moment. And it's always got to be that you're doing something for the community. Right. Even though you may like, maybe I'm not saying the word black every 5 seconds out of my mouth, doesn't mean I'm not helping the black community. Right. That means I'm not doing things for the community. Like in the instance for Tyler Perry, like, I think Tyler Perry, in the sense, is probably the one of the few people who goes and brings in non-name or big name actors to act and bring people to this facility and try to go outside to build an entire, you know, compound studio for like using for black filmmaking and things like that. I just think, you know, we sometimes have that crab in the barrel mentality, pulling people down. And like, if you ain't saying black out your mouth every 5 minutes, then me, all of a sudden you're not for the cause. So I think mm-hmm. we gotta miss that mindset and that concept as well.
And I think oftentimes, I think we as the black community, if it's not done in the way in which that like we want it to be done, if it doesn't look like how we want it to look like, then it makes it seem like the person on the inside is not doing the work that we need mm-hmm. them to do. It's like everything, I can't run roughshod over everything. Like, something needs to be finessed and strategy. Maybe that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, you can't be out here telegraphing our punches. Then they see them coming, right? You know, you got to have some strategy behind it. All right. Anybody else? Any last viewpoints, thoughts, concerns, comments? Speak now, forever hold your peace. All right. Well, thank you all for coming out and being on the show. Smitty, go ahead and run on our socials, please.
You Instagram, no_repercussions. Twitter, @repercussions. Facebook, brunson.smitty.1. And YouTube, no repercussions. podcast is our site. So
hit us up, you know, email us, comment, you know, you got any questions, yeah. you want us to read stuff on the show, you got any topics on the show you want to submit to us, you know, hit us up on our socials to let us know. Before we get out of here, I'm gonna let, you know, our entrepreneur say their piece. King Keys, go ahead and start us off.
What up, though? Hey, on Facebook, IG, go check out Sky_Edibles. If you need any edibles, go ahead, reach out. And we got some cheesecake jars coming up. Doing Stoner Saturdays for December. We got eggnog in stock. And also check out the Real Stoner Shit clothing line. We got some hot shit. All the Jordans is coming out. All the Yeezys is coming out. If you're a sneakerhead, there's going to be some shit to match that shoe. So go ahead, check it out.
Thank you, sir. Mr. K?
For Valor Clothing Store, check out on IG, Facebook, and also www.valorclothingstore.com. What is Valor? It is bravery at its finest for all your clothing needs.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else got anything else they want to promote? A shout out? Good. All right. Again, thank you, Mr. K, King Key, Smitty, Gerard, Ward, Tiff Tiff for coming out, giving up y'all time. I appreciate it. We had another amazing conversation. All good thoughts and pieces. Again, like Smitty gave out our socials. So if you got any thoughts, comments, hit us up on our socials. You know, hit us out, send us a message. You know, we'd love to hear what you guys are thinking out there in the world. Again, thank you for the support. And as always, you know, continue listening to the show. One.